Merkel. Angela Merkel is one of the most powerful women in the world. She is the first female chancellor of Germany and the longest-serving elected female head of government in history. The chancellor was born in West Germany in 1954. Her family migrated to a small town in East Germany that same year. Angela was a bright student, and she received a PhD in chemistry. After marrying her college sweetheart, she became a research scientist. Her first marriage ended in her 20s, but she kept her ex-husband's surname. In 1989, after the fall of the Berlin Wall, Merkel developed a strong interest in politics. She joined the Democratic Awakening Party and became its spokesperson. In 1990, her party merged with the Christian Democratic Union, CDU, and Merkel won a seat in parliament. Between 1991 and 1998, she served as Minister of Women and Young People, Minister of the Environment, and General Secretary. In 2000, after a financial scandal in the CDU, Angela Merkel became the first female to lead the party. In 2005, a grand coalition government formed, and Merkel, who was the party leader, became the first female chancellor of Germany. At the age of 51, she was also the youngest person to ever lead the nation. Since 2008, Merkel's top priority has been to keep Germany afloat during Europe's economic crisis. Merkel introduced parental benefits and a minimum wage. She also shortened work hours. Keeping Greece in the Eurozone has been another priority. Her bailout packages and repayment plans have been unpopular in Greece, however. In fact, many Greeks blame Merkel for their weak economy. Merkel has always been a cautious leader. She puts her scientific background to use by analyzing facts and public opinion polls before making big decisions. In 2011, she made some big announcements. She abolished conscription in Germany and promised to shut down all of the nation's nuclear reactor sites. In 2015, the chancellor began to lose support due to her open-door refugee policy. Over 1 million migrants registered in Germany in 2015, which cost the country over 10 billion euros. Merkel has refused to put a cap on asylum seekers. Instead, she tells her people, "We will manage." Merkel's critics have turned her surname into a verb, meaning to do nothing. Her supporters, however, call her Mutti, Mummy. This nickname refers to her calm demeanor during tough times. There are no term limits for German chancellors, so Merkel could remain in power for many more years. Would the European Union fall apart without her?